I would like to say to everyone that is here tonight, from the depths of my heart, I appreciate you being here. Isn't it good to be in the house of God tonight? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. It says Jesus was led up to be tempted. How can it be that Jesus was tempted? Did you know that one of the names of Jesus is Emmanuel? And Emmanuel means God is with us. If we read in James, the first chapter, it tells us that God cannot be tempted with evil. Amen. Neither tempteth he any man.
Amen.
So if Jesus was God with us, and he was tempted, how could that be? Because God cannot be tempted with evil. Well, Jesus had two parts. One was God, one was the flesh.
Amen.
It was not the divinity of Jesus that was tempted. It was Jesus' flesh.
Amen.
His body was what underwent the temptation. If God allowed His Son Jesus to be tempted, do you think that He will allow you to be tempted as well?
Amen.
He'll allow you to be tempted too. He'll allow me to be tempted.
Amen.
It says that Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. So He will allow temptation to come our way. But Jesus also taught us something very important in the Lord's Prayer. A part of the Lord's Prayer is, "Lead us not into temptation." That should be the prayer of every one of our hearts.
Amen.
Lord, don't even lead me close to a place where I would be tempted.
Amen.
Did you know some people like to see if they can get close to temptation?
That's right.
People start playing around with temptation and they find themselves in trouble.
That's right.
I read some news about a couple, I believe it was in Europe. A man and a wife were in Europe, and they were up on a real high place, up on a cliff. This man and his wife were up here on this cliff, and they were standing up here to have their picture taken with this beautiful view. But as they were getting ready for the picture to be taken, they got too close to the edge, and both of them fell off to their death. Our prayer should be, Lord, don't lead me into temptation.
Amen.
Because I do not want to fall.
Amen.
Why play around at the edge of the cliff where it is so dangerous?
That's right.
Why get yourself into a place where you know the devil is going to be tempting you? If you had a problem with drinking, why spend your time down at the bar? If you had a problem with drugs, why go around those old friends that are saying, "Here, would you like to have a little bit of drugs?"
That's right.
Lord, lead me not into temptation.
Amen.
I would like to turn to Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 6. At the window of my house, I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 6 through 7. I looked out the window of my house and I saw a young man that had no understanding. Now, when we have a little child, We have to tell that little child, you don't go out in the street because a car might kill you.
Amen.
Why do we have to tell a little child that? Because a little child doesn't have understanding.
That's right.
Keep away from that hot stove. You might burn yourself. Watch out for that knife.
Yes. Amen.
You might cut yourself.
Yes.
A little child lacks understanding. Well, the wise man says, I looked out my window and I saw a young man, and he did not have understanding. Verse 8, passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house. I want you to notice where this young man went. He went the way that led to the house of a woman. Lord, lead me not into temptation.
Amen.
Don't let me get into a place that I will compromise my integrity, that I might lose my purity. But this young man didn't have understanding. He didn't seem to understand there's danger in that house. What are you doing going that way? He went the way that led to her house. And I want you to notice what time of day he chose, verse 9. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Here we have all the ingredients for a failure coming together. First of all, he went the way that led to her house. Secondly, he chose the time of day that was a black and dark night. It looks like trouble coming to me, doesn't it to you? Lord, lead us not into temptation. And what do you think happened? Verse 10, and behold, there met him a woman with the clothes of an harlot and subtle of heart. Do you think that was an accident? Verse 10, that he went on a black and dark night, and he went the way that led to her house, and here's this woman. Here's this temptation. Do you think it is an accident when somebody turns on a television and it's a black and dark night, and on the television screen, here is this woman dressed like a harlot? Lord, lead me not into temptation.
Amen.
When people put a movie in to watch, and oh, what do you know? Up comes this woman dressed like a harlot. Lord, help us.
Amen.
Lord, give us understanding.
Yes.
That we won't be like this young man.
Amen.
How many strong men have been destroyed by a woman like this? How many marriages have been broken up by a man lacking understanding and going the way that leads to her house? This scripture says that she was a woman of a subtle heart. This word means that her heart was hidden, concealed. The things that were in her heart, she was hiding from him. Do you think she really loved him? Do you think she would want to tell him, by the way, I have some diseases that can kill you? I'm HIV positive. I just thought you might want to know. Do you think she's going to tell him that? No, she has a hidden heart. I want to tell you that I have destroyed marriages before. I have destroyed men. I have brought them down low. I just thought I would tell you. She's not going to tell you that.
Amen.
She has a hidden heart. Let's read in chapter 6 of Proverbs and verse 22. I'm sorry, verse 23. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Verse 25. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids.
Amen.
For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. You know, when a dog is after a rabbit, that dog is not satisfied to let the rabbit go free, is it? That dog is hunting. That dog is eager until he gets his teeth in that rabbit. And I want to tell you, that's the way a wicked woman is. She will hunt that man of integrity. She will hunt that married man until she has brought him low like a piece of bread. Oh God, lead us not into temptation. Let us go back to chapter 7 of Proverbs and verse 19. Proverbs 7 and 19. This wicked woman began trying to draw this man. And in verse 19 she said, "For the goodman is not home. He is gone on a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed." Don't worry about the man of the house. He's gone. And he's not coming home until a certain day. You know what she was telling him? We're not going to get caught. Did you know there are people that are delaying getting saved? There are people that are being tempted and they're thinking about the sin. And the devil is telling them, don't worry about the Lord. He's not coming back yet. He'll come back some other day. You're not going to get caught. Verse 21, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. And with the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Proverbs 7 and 22, he goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of stocks. Have you ever stopped and wondered how a man who is weak can take a very strong ox and lead that ox with a rope to the place where that ox is going to be killed? You know, that ox could trample that man to death with his feet. That ox could take a horn and stick it through that man and kill that man. The ox is strong. That ox could run. Why doesn't the ox do that? This man's getting ready to kill the ox. I'll tell you why. It's because the ox is void of understanding. Amen. And so it is with people that are yielding to temptation today. The people that are going to the bars. The people that are committing fornication. The people that are going to the clubs. They're lacking understanding. They don't realize this thing is for my life. I'm going to die. So the ox goes right to his own slaughter. Oh, ox, didn't you hear the cry of the animal before you? Can't you smell the blood? Don't you see that man's hands are bloody? Don't you see that knife in his hands? It's time to run, ox. But the ox is like that young man, void of understanding. Oh Lord, lead me not into temptation. Verse 22, he goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. People think they're having a good time, and they don't realize my life will be taken because of these things. I'd like to go back to Matthew chapter 4. The temptation of Jesus, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 2. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. And And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. It says Jesus was hungry. Did you know the devil knows when to tempt you? He knows when you're hungry. He knows when the night is black and dark. He knows when the goodman of the house is away. And he knows the weakness of every one of us. And that's the temptation that he chooses to use. The tempter, the devil said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Satan uses this word, if, a lot, doesn't he? If you were saved, you would not have these feelings. If God's promises were true, this wouldn't be happening in your life. If God loves you, He's not going to send you to hell. Oh, Satan uses this little word, if. And he said, if you are the Son of God. Well, I want to tell you what this is like. This is like a little boy being on a great ship. And the little boy goes to the captain of the ship and he says, If you are the captain of the ship, then cause this great ship to make big circles in the sea. What do you think the captain would think? Oh, this little boy thinks I'm not the captain. I think I better make the ship make circles in the sea. Do you think the captain is going to say that? No. The captain knows he's the captain. He knows he's in control of that ship. He doesn't have to do what that little boy says, does he? In fact, he might tell that little boy, I want you to go back to your cabin. I want you to go back to your mother. And I don't want to see you bothering us up here anymore. This is the way we should speak to the devil.
Amen.
He comes and says, if you are a Christian. And we need to tell him to go back where he belongs.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Satan, it does not matter if I'm hungry. It does not matter if I have the power to turn stones into bread. I'll tell you what matters. It is written. This is the word of God, Satan. It is forever settled in heaven. And God said it, and I will obey it. It is written, thou shalt not commit adultery. It is written, thou shalt not steal, and I'm not going to steal that money, Satan. I don't care how bad I need it. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. Many people in the world today are living only by the things that satisfy the body. The hungering of the flesh, satisfying their stomach, satisfying sinful pleasures, the taste of a little beer or a little rum, the sound of some music, the enjoyment of dancing, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone.
Amen.
I want to tell you, there is so much more to life than the things that satisfy this body. If that's all you're getting out of life, you're missing out on so much.
Yes.
Life is full of happiness and excitement and joy and peace in the things of God. Man shall not live alone by the things of this world. Verse 5, Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus, cast yourself down off of this high place, off the temple. Jesus said concerning his disciples that they are in the Father's hand.
Amen.
He said no man is able to pluck them out. He cannot take us out of the hand of God. So you know what he does instead? He calls for us. He tempts us. Jump out. Jump out of God's hand. I'm thankful we don't have to jump out.
Amen.
Lord, lead me not into temptation.
Amen.
I don't want to jump out of a place of safety. Jesus said in verse 7, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Consider the ways that we can tempt the Lord God. If the food that I eat is cake, and what I drink is Fresco, and that's all I eat and drink, and I get sick, and then I say, oh Lord, heal my body, I'm tempting God, aren't I? Because I'm not taking care of my body. If I do something extremely dangerous, extremely foolish, and I say, oh Lord, protect me, I'm tempting God, aren't I? Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Well, I want to give you another example. If I start watching movies and I say, oh Lord, keep me your child. Keep my heart pure. Don't let the world defile me. We're tempting God, aren't we? Lord, help us. Lead us not into temptation. Verse 8, and Satan taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Verse 10, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. If you will fall down and worship me, I will give you all of this. Satan is offering you something tonight. If you will do this, if you will do that, oh, look at all the pleasure I'm going to give you. Look at all the money I'm going to give you. I have something to offer you. What would have happened if Jesus would have obeyed Satan here and fall down and worshiped him? What value is the glory of all the kingdoms of a world that is going to be destroyed? Jesus is now on the right hand of God, and he has far greater glory than all the kingdoms of this world. Anytime Satan comes tempting you, I want to tell you something. Whatever it is that he has to offer you is of very little value compared to your goal in heaven. Compared to eternal life. Compared to having a happy life here in this world. Compared to having your marriage stay together. Anything that Satan has to offer you is a very poor substitute for what the Lord has for you. Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship.
Praise the Lord.
The reward doesn't matter. No matter how much money you have to offer me, Satan, for me robbing the bank, that doesn't matter. What matters is God said something, and I intend to obey his word. Verse 11, then the devil leaveth him. And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Amen. Amen.
Do you want angels to come and minister to you? Resist temptation.
Amen.
I want to tell you that there is a cycle here. First, we are tempted. Then we resist the temptation. And then God sends comfort. That's the way it always works. And then it happens again. We are tempted. We resist the temptation. And God sends comfort. This is what happens through life. Hold on through the temptation. The comfort's coming.
Amen.
Power from heaven's coming. Just hold right on through the temptation.
Yes.
James chapter 1 and verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. When you are tempted, and you come through with victory, you resist the temptation, there is something that happens to you. There is spiritual fruit that is being developed and perfected in your life. It is called patience. We need patience to run our Christian race, to make it all the way to the end. We're going to have some patience. Did you know there are people that start out in the Christian race and they stop short of the goal? They didn't have enough patience to run all the way to the end. But when we are tempted and we resist and God sends the comfort and it happens again and it happens again, God is perfecting patience in our life. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Sometimes when we're tempted, Satan will say, oh, now, you see, you have sinned. That thought that came into your mind, that thought would never come into the mind of a Christian. You've sinned. Well, I want to turn to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4 and 15. Jesus was tempted in every way that you and I are tempted, and without sin. So is temptation sin? No, it's not. We can be tempted and not sin. We can have victory over every temptation. We don't have to ever sin. On the east coast of Africa, there's a country called Somalia. Somalia is a country where it's like there's very little law and order. It's a wild country. And there are many pirates in Somalia. These pirates get in the speedboats and they have powerful engines and they go out and they have machine guns and they have grenades. They have very powerful weapons. And they rush out to these big ships on the sea and they have ladders on their boats and they are attacking the ships and they put their ladders up and they go up with their machine guns and they take the ship. And they steal the cargo. And they require a ransom. You want this person back to Europe alive? Pay us millions of dollars. Now, I said that when Satan says, if thou art the Son of God, it's like a little boy saying to the captain of the ship, if you are the captain of the ship, make this ship do a big circle in the sea. Well, the captain doesn't have to listen to the little boy, does he? He can say, little boy, go where you belong.
Amen.
I am the captain of the ship.
That's right.
But let me tell you what happens when you give in to temptation. That's no longer a little boy. He's a full-grown pirate with a machine gun holding it at your back. And he has taken the ship. When you give in to temptation, you have surrendered the ship to the pirates. And he will steal your precious cargo. He will steal your integrity, your purity. He will steal your hope of eternal life. Lord, lead us not into temptation. I want to tell you that every one of us can fight temptation and we can have victory. But in order to be victorious over temptation, we have to make up our mind that I will not give in to temptation.
Amen.
The scripture says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I want to live for the Lord, but oh, the world over here. This sure is interesting. It sure looks fun. Oh, no, I want to live for the Lord, but oh, my friends, I don't know, maybe a double-minded man. Unstable. A man that's going to fall to temptation if he keeps that up.
That's right.
If you want to overcome temptation, you have to make your mind up. If it kills me, I'm going to have the victory. If I have to fast and pray, if I have to get down on my face and cry before the Lord, Lord Jesus, give me victory over temptation.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, give me power in my life. I tell you, you can overcome every temptation, but you have to make your mind up. I will not give into this world. I'm going to go all the way to heaven. I'm going to run my race with patience. I'm going to let it have its perfect work in my life. We can learn to train our mind. Did you know you can train a dog? You can train a dog, sit. And that dog will sit. We used to have a dog like this. Lay down. And the dog would lay down. We tell the dog, stay. And then we walk away and the dog would stay right there. We could go put food in front of her. And she was there and the water was coming out of her mouth, maybe wanting that food. But we told her, stay. And she'd stay right there. You can train a dog. Well, what about your mind? Do you think you can train your mind?
Amen.
Or is your mind out of control? Where it just runs this way and it runs that way? No, you can train your mind.
Amen.
You can bring your mind into control. When temptation enters your mind, you can train yourself to immediately begin prayer. Lord Jesus, give me grace. I resist the devil in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to have victory here.
Amen.
Automatically, it begins happening. Once you begin this habit and train your mind, you can overcome temptation.
Amen.
If we look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, it gives us some good instructions for training our minds. I still believe in victory tonight. Do you?
Amen.
Do you believe that we can live free from sin?
Amen.
Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Train your mind to go in a good channel.
Amen.
You realize, oh, my mind shouldn't be here. Steer it off into this good channel.
Amen.
You can train your mind just like we can train dogs.
That's right.
You can eliminate some of the ingredients for temptation. You notice that young man that had no understanding. He went the way that led to her house.
Yes.
How about turning your feet and going a different direction?
Yes.
Realizing, oh, that's the way that leads to her house. I think I'm going to take another street this time.
Amen.
You notice he went in the black and dark night when nobody is going to see what I'm doing. If you know it is a black and dark night for you, where you're feeling weakness, you're feeling this draw toward her house, don't go out.
Amen.
Stay at home.
That's right.
How about getting down on your knees and saying, Lord Jesus, I need your presence in my life. Amen. I need some victory here in my life. Get on the phone with a good brother from the church. Brother, I need some prayer right now. I want you to get a hold of heaven for me. It's a black and dark night for me. You know, the brethren be happy to do that.
Amen.
You need to start recognizing what Proverbs called much fair speech. It said she forced him with much fair speech. Start to recognize the voice of the devil, that pull that is pulling you toward the world. Amen. When you hear the speech of the devil, recognize, oh, that's the devil calling me. And stop listening to it.
Amen.
And get your ears onto some heavenly music and some things that are good. You remember Joseph when he was in a temptation. What did he do? Did he stay there and have a discussion and tell the woman, oh no, you know, really, I think we shouldn't be doing this. I think it's a mistake. You know, you do have a husband. Did Joseph stay there and have a conversation? No, he ran and she pulled his coat and he left it behind and he ran. When you're facing temptation, run for your life. Pilgrim in Pilgrim's Progress had his family calling him back to the world, but he had his eyes toward heaven.
Yes.
And they were calling, oh, Pilgrim, come back, don't leave us. You know what he did? He put his fingers in his ears and he said, life, life, eternal life. And he ran for his life. Sometimes we need to do that, don't we?
Right.
This world is calling us. The music of this world is calling us. Our eyes are pulling us.
Yes.
Oh Lord, help me and lead me not into temptation, but help me to run for my life.
Amen.
Men, maybe you need to change jobs. Maybe your job puts you around a bunch of temptation. Maybe it's time to leave that job. Maybe your house is right next to some druggies that are using drugs all the time and you're worried about your children. Maybe it's time to move. Oh Lord, lead me not into temptation. I tell you, there's ways that we can overcome temptation. We can use the same word of God that Jesus used. That's the sword. We can say, it is written. You're not going to get me to do that, Satan. The word of God says, and it is written. I want to tell you, we have authority over the devil. There are false preachers today. There are false churches today that are teaching that all of us are sinners, that you must fail. But I want to tell you, there is victory tonight. And we have authority over the devil. You do not have to give in to temptation, young men. They're telling you all the young men are doing it. I want to tell you, oh no, they're not. They're young men that have purity in their lives. They have integrity. Integrity with the Lord, they have victory over temptation. Jesus called his disciples and he sent them out, and it says he gave them power over unclean spirits, and that power is still available to us today. The 70 came back again rejoicing, saying, even the devils are subject unto us. Do you think we're subject to the devils today here in Roatan? In 2014, the devils have won. No, children of God still have authority over the devil. And we need to command him, Satan, get behind me. Little boy, you're not telling me what to do with my ship of life. I'm the captain.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
1 Corinthians 10 and 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. Other people have experienced it too. And they have overcome. There is no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. God will not put a temptation on you that you are not able to overcome, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape.
Amen.
That ye may be able to bear it. Now, you will be tempted. But with every temptation, it is written.
Amen.
That with every temptation, there is a way of escape.
Amen.
And here's all you have to do.
Amen.
You have to take the escape. One night, I was taking some young men from Palatili to Punta Gorda. And there was a car out in the road blocking the way that I was going to go. And there was a man there with a light shining it on his wallet and with a star trying to make it look like he was the police. And I knew this may be trouble. So I went up there and I went over on the other side of the road. And as I was going by that man, I pushed on the gas and I went. And the young men were hitting the truck like, stop, stop, what are you doing? But I knew this may be trouble. I took the escape route. I wasn't going to stay there and find out if he was going to put a gun to my head. I took the escape.
Amen.
I want to tell you, you can do it.
Amen.
Young men, young women, all of us, when you are tempted, I want to tell you, you can do it.
Amen.
Brother, next year when we come back, you can still be saved.
That's right.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Every day you can have the victory.
That's right.
All you have to do is take the escape every time.
Amen.
The song says, in the time of sore temptation, standing firm. Grace will be thy sure salvation, standing firm. Virtue crown thy soul with honor. Sin resisted tempts no longer. Faith in conflict waxes stronger, standing firm. May God bless you. Amen.